It's a song about pizza delivery. See, a lot of folks don't know why. If you see me roll so through your hood, it's not a drive-by, it's a pizza pie fly-by. Drop me a few dollars and everything will be alright. Got some people don't know the meaning of gratuity. I got your pizza here devoid of truancy, so why do this to me? People change, won't buy me eats when it's 23 cents and you know this. So I focus on staying classy like Grey Poupon, but invariably I wind up wanting to poop on your new coupe as the piece de resistance to my bubbling. Fuck you, next time you order pizza it's gonna take a year or two. Plus your crust seems to have some sort of clear bake on goo. Does it taste a little salty to you? No clue, I don't eat at places that can mess with the food. Must be dumb to think making me work for free would mean no tampering. Plus dental damage to your property. I had my friend with herpes scratch himself with your wings. Next time you better tip me.
I will spit in your food. If you don't tip me,
that's right.
Then I will take your drink.
What?
And lace it with pee.
Ugh.
I will spit in your food. If you don't tip me,
that's right.
Then I will take your drink and lace it with pee.
Delivering pizza for a living really isn't fun, but someone's got to do it and it has to be done. So one thing that makes me not want to work is if I know I'm getting sipped again by the same jerk. Gets the same shit every Friday night, then I get to listen to him and his wife while they fight. Every single time they pay the precise amount, makes me so damn mad that I'd like to shout.
It's on
since
now.
Not tipping is practically ripping me off, I'll remember and next time I'll spit in your sauce. 50 cents for a tip, man, that shit is just rude. Take some dirt off the floor and put it in your food. And for whatever reason, if you say you don't want it, I'll do a pie drive-by and throw that shit in your lawn, bitch. If you're unsure of why your cold food sucks, next time you might try giving me a few bucks.
I will spit in your food if you don't tip me. Then I will take your drink and lace it with pee. I will spit in your food if you don't tip me. Then I will take your drink and lace it with pee, 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 pee.
Welcome to Letters vs. Numbers. I'm one of your hosts, Anthony from Game Music for All.
And I'm Mr. B, a little bit drunk, but don't let that fool you. This is our second, actually, in real life podcast. We have we just played Hormones with one of his songs. I haven't decided which one yet. Probably well, good, I guess. But Hormones is here. We've got Booty Rage Samurai. Was he here last time?
He was not here last
I was,
time.
Fuck that guy.
For reals, y'all.
For reals, y'all.
Yeah. And they all just right. played like 50 of my songs.
We blatantly didn't.
The floor is so soft in here, like literally, dude. I could probably
it's lovely.
Sleep right here.
I could live here. It'd be alright. Awesome. Everyone would be like, who are you living in the closet? But I wouldn't care.
Oh, he's yeah. in the closet.
See what I did there? Because we were in the closet.
Yeah.
It was and a gay joke.
And okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we were actually lying.
Right, hold on.
Hormones is not here. Hi, I'm MC Ryan.
Yeah, we're in a closet. And I just
oh, this is your fucking emulation session.
Yeah, this is the MC Router voice.
Yeah. No, it's just your tired voice.
Just swallow some
man
more
up.
Sand.
Oh. Right.
That's cool. I let one go too.
Wait, guys. Right. Something happened today. Shut up. Something happened today. We had day one of what?
Nerdapalooza.
Yeah, South we East. Did.
Yeah,
day one of Nerdapalooza. I was there. I played. I was ace. Booty Rage did a song. Hormones Butter Rap People. You haven't had your say yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
He did do a song with Front a lot, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But awesome. As an interjection, during Booty Mr. B's set, during my song in his set, I did the first and as of now, the only mosh pit. I created it myself while rapping, whilst rapping. Also, Hormones is the first to
stage dive this year,
and,
yes.
And I would have fucking loved to do that, but nobody was watching my set. So.
I was the first to do a set, so yeah, fuck you guys.
You gotta wait till everybody comes and gets all congregated. Yeah,
it'd be cool if like I was invited to. Well, I wasn't really invited by any of the promoters to.
I invited to you.
Yeah,
I'm a promoter.
It's very nice of you to let me. Oh yeah, but yeah, it was really nice. Thank you very much. And I appreciate
well,
it.
I should think so.
Yeah, for reals.
I'm a promoter, just not for this event.
I promote a lot of things too. For instance, if you are a female and you are in the Orlando area and you listen to this podcast, but you did not have sex with Mr. B while he was in Florida, you failed as a person.
Trick ass. I tried, but Mr. B turned me down.
He doesn't like Mexicans.
Yeah, he's very racist.
I'm hella racist.
What a great guy.
I'm awesome apart from that racist.
And now we're going to play a song.
No, we're not. Actually, we are. Yeah, who wants to pick a song?
Should we let this guy pick? Then we'll let this guy pick.
I got one. The new Super Commuter song.
Oh, Optimus Prime.
That is a fucking beautiful
song.
Yeah,
apparently.
That is such a good song.
Yeah, this is sort of the problem with recording in Rection's booth, is that we can't listen to songs beforehand and talk to them and act like we know shit, which is what we usually do. But apparently, this is a good Optimus Rhyme song, which is believable.
It's Wheelie Cyberman, and a Chiptunes guy.
I don't know the name of Chiptunes guy.
Yeah, it'll be easy to look up.
Yeah, it's on their MySpace. So, yeah, I'm assuming MySpace.com/supercommuter.
Yeah, and you can get to it through Optimus Rhyme. Optimus Rhyme's MySpace.
It's so good that you're here.
Oh, yeah.
I got my head on my shoulders.
Fuck. Right, I guess this is that song by that dude. Enjoy.
Dig it.
Remold it, fold it up in this ship and see. People got unusual habits. See something beautiful, run up and grab it. Stomp it, kick it, beat it up and stab it. Burn it to the ground so that nobody can have it. This is a really serious assignment. Cause you know how the human mind is. Energy focused, but loose. Capable of abstract thought and abuse. You know that we can't get too true, but we will reveal. Neurological simulators, how we feel. Hypothetical, ethical challenges. They don't know it, but we tell them where the balance is. See? People get pleased when they think that they're free. We don't worry about the detailed thought. We just track all the things that they bought. These days it's not any tougher. Keep it clear, speak slow, don't stutter. Stay near, but prepare to take cover. See these people hurt each other.
Now
Alright, guys, welcome back. We're still in Rexon's closet, like a lot of people Rexon knows, I guess. And, yeah, that was a song not by System of a Down. Everyone's told me the story about it, and I didn't care, but you guys get to hear. Enjoy.
Yeah, when I was in high school, like 7 years ago, that song went through the school like wildfire, and we were all like, System of a Down did the Zelda song. It is amazing. And apparently, somebody's telling me it wasn't done by System of a Down.
If you look it up in OC Remix, it's by the band Rabbit Junkie. It's free for download, and it's a parody song.
Man, they must be pissed.
They were pretty pissed. Because once it got off file sharing services, someone renamed it System of a Down, and it spread fast. You know, when burning CDs and Kazaa was popular. Yeah. So, like, it spread
back in the day. All right. I don't know.
Back in the day.
So, what was your favorite part about Nerdapalooza, barring Mr. B and I?
Front a lot called me Gino Douche. That's my favorite part.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Jerko Boost in that closet.
Wow. He's really drunk.
Yeah. Man, I'm very professional.
I ate dinner with Front a Lot, sort of. We ate dinner next to each other while talking, so I count. It's not, you know, we didn't make an appointment, but I mean, it's still like.
Is everyone's favorite thing Front a Lot?
Honestly, yeah.
Front a Lot was great, but the EPP reunion, Syrup and Rexon with Betty Bear and Jalen Coughlin. Betty Bear? Benjamin Bear.
Benjamin Bear.
Yeah, fuck me. I know?
I liked looking down Jalen's shirt.
Well, you know,
I hope the mic didn't pick that up, but you know what, fuck, it is the internet, I'll say it again. I enjoyed looking down Jalen's shirt, I'm a little bit of a pervert.
Man,
up to it. No, actually, it's because there's a long-standing joke from, like, forever ago that a friend told a friend that, like, if I ever met her in person, I would totally hit on her, and my friend's like, no, you wouldn't, you're a fucking pussy, you never hit on girls. And so, therefore, this whole weekend, I've been mad hitting on her.
Have you actually spoken to her?
Yes, I have. But I didn't hit on her while I was speaking to her, just while I was freestyling. Because that's the only time I hit on chicks. And I know it's a cop-out, but yeah, I actually did,
that doesn't count.
I did what I said I would do. You know, because it's a, you know what? I bet it's easier for Batman to pick up. Well, okay, no, I bet it's easier for Superman to pick up chicks than Clark Kent. It's easier for hormones to pick up chicks than Rodney McBride. So god damn it, I hit on her while I was
Rod the Bod.
What the hell?
Wow. Well, you listen to any of the story?
You just totally hijacked this whole story with three syllables. What the fuck, Booty Rage? You're fired.
There is a reason why I'm a sort of good rapper. I'm kind of clever sometimes.
You're very concise.
Okay.
Ride the bot.
Whatever. Fuck you guys.
You know what? You guys should just play Get a Life then, because that's one of the...
Yeah, that's what we'll do. That's good work. Good thing you're here.
I was going to recommend something and I forgot.
So it was probably a lie.
We're going to take the family portrait.
Okay.
And our family.
We'll tell you guys about this in a sec. We're going to take a big picture.
Alright,
take care. We'll be back in a sec. This is Emergency Pizza Party with Get a Life.
Hang on.
And you heard it here first on Letters versus Numbers. Numbers.
You heard it here for like the 30th time. Letters versus Numbers.
WLVN. Letters versus Numbers.
Hell yeah!
Everybody on the BBS knows you suck. And stop feeling up on my boyfriend's butt. Yeah. It's time for you to get a life, but you don't care. Cause you're getting more blaze than the average bear. Put your panties back on, we don't wanna see that. Don't flaunt that red-haired baby rap.
Why you got me spitting on this? Benjamin Bear sounds like a bitch. Skip this track, I'd rather smoke crack. Compare me, yeah, that's fair. 110% better than B-Bear. I'm the one that brings the flair. Benjamin Bear, a hit and miss. I'd rather drink a jar of piss.
Your music is poop. Your music is poop. Your music is poop. We're wrapped in the poop.
Benjamin Bear, why do you hate nerdcore? Benjamin Bear, he's covered in cold sores.
Well, if you don't like it, this end the track. Back, don't be flipping on me, cause my music is whack. I didn't know that I was so disliked. Maybe I should just put down the mic.
Benjamin Bear, you need to get a life.
Yo, B-Bear, time to make you a bitch. Red hair, so we burn you like a witch. You got a smaller dick than any bear should. This track gives both Beefy and Shellwood. Oh, does it burn? Does it sting? Does it hurt? All the good stuff and darks that came from rain thirst. Does a bear shit in the woods, you might ask? Not B-Bear, he shits on the track.
Benjamin Bear, you need to get yourself a life. You need to stop hitting rocks from the crack pipe. You've been hurting nerdcore from day one. Your raps are poop and your beats are dumb. But I don't give a fuck, I'll diss your own beat. I'll look, you've been banned from the nerdcore documentary. It's gonna be a fault if we lose on fight. Mm-hmm. Suck B-Bear, you need to get a life.
Your music is poop. Your music is poop. Your music is poop. We're wrapped in the poop.
Benjamin Bear, why do you hate nerdcore? Benjamin Bear, he's covered in cold sores.
Well, if you don't like it, this end the track. Back, don't be flipping on me, cause my music is whack. I didn't know that I was so disliked. Maybe I should just put down the mic.
Benjamin Bear,
tough like a new kid on the block. Benjamin Bear, he be giving no fuck. You're a stupid dumb cock. You can't even make this mic rock. Trying to bust the flow, you a nappy asshole. You but the nuts in the nuts asshole. Don't even try to rap. You're a nerdcore pussy, change your maxi pad.
Make way for the worst of the game. Benjamin Bear, I'm sitting here for lame. I got the worst rhymes and the worst beats. Moving a fight in the dirt cold team. Put the back down, Ben, you know you can't rap. Sound retarded when you rock that crap. Everyone knows that you're the worst in the land. Give up hip hop now and start a jamming.
You Conan O'Brien, Obi-Wan looking motherfucker. You call yourself a bear. Benjamin Bear, you suck.
Now I can't help but remember back and think to myself, am I on the right track?
were the one who would stick by my side. And I thought I'd be with you till the day I died. Just supposed to be a couple geeks in love, which was never supposed to have to come to shove. Now I can't help but remember back and think to myself, am I on the right track? And I never wanted it to end like this. I thought you'd be the one to make me call it quits. Thought you were the one who would stick by my side. And I thought I'd be with you till the day I died. Just supposed to be a couple geeks in love, which was never supposed to have to come to shove. Now I can't help but remember back and think to myself, am I on the right track?
Alright guys, we just took a picture with Nerdcore. That was just the whole fucking show.
That is
right
the physical there. Embodiment of Nerdcore itself.
That was the actual fanboygasm that I've been building up to this entire time.
This is Project Zero's up on the podcast.
Yeah.
I've been following him around. Anytime he does anything, I say it's Project Zero up on the bench.
We threw hormones out and yeah, we got Colin P.
Fuck that guy.
Word.
Yeah, this is Colin P. Booty Ray just leave for some reason.
He won't leave.
Hey. I was like, I kind of hurt now.
Yeah, so we played one of your songs. How's that working out for you, Museum Megan?
I mean, it's been all right.
Oh, well said.
You know, Project Zero, like, he'll send me a new song, like, every week, and then he'll just trash it. Yeah. It makes me sad every time. I cry.
Yeah, a minute long of awesome, gone.
Like, yeah, I play the guitar on this track. It's pretty awesome. I'm not going to do anything with it.
Fuck.
Yeah, I totally remember that conversation.
Man,
I worked on this for about, 48 hours straight with no sleep, but nothing important here. Let's move on.
You're fired. Get the hell out. So,
you can't throw me out
already. Let's see. Fuck, someone else is coming in. Oh, it's hormones again.
Oh,
it's all crowded.
We have to get rid of people to bring more people in.
No,
it's just going to keep getting
packed. We just finished not playing.
Our oxygen was depleted.
It will.
Yes,
it's a good thing this isn't airtight or we'd be proper fucked. We just... Damn it.
Can we not just have the whole podcast him talking, please?
Then say something.
I
can't stop this guy.
I've said it before that sometimes I skip the songs and just listen to Mr. B talking in his British accent about things I don't understand. And I enjoy it.
In your underwear.
Yes, I do. But
I'm always naked when I listen to these podcasts.
Yeah, yes, but that's only because I look at porn on the internet.
That's the goal.
I'm always naked when I make them. Except now.
So they normally a naked connection. Why
no, he is naked now.
Why?
But we weren't supposed to say anything.
Oh, man.
We don't want Nerdcore to be so adult.
Is this one of those Emperor's New Clothes things, and I'm just the gullible idiot who can see the clothes and nobody else can?
This is the Emperor's New Clothes situation.
Damn.
On Letters versus Numbers.
I always said I'd be the guy who can see through the clothes, and I can't.
This is a podcast, you're listening, but you fail to realize I'm naked. Fuck you guys. I hate you.
Seriously.
We don't like our fans. I don't know why they keep listening.
Next
fuck
up,
them.
Smash the microphone.
20 Stunt Junkie songs.
I think half your fans
in
are in this room right now.
I think so.
Oh.
I think no. Oof. All of them.
Oh.
Stop wicked burning your own podcast. What's the matter with you?
It's because you talk too much. That's why we lose fans.
According to Geek NASA, so we've got at least, 5 or 6 million fans right now.
Yeah, that's the logic.
I like the impulse style. So.
Yes. I invented that.
We're going to be on RPR now.
Yes, apparently if we can work it out, we'll be on RPR Wednesdays at 9 in whatever the fuck time zone they're in. I don't know.
Florida time.
We're not even there yet.
Eastern works. That's a wonderful time zone.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
That would be,
we're not there yet.
One I'm representing up in this hood.
I represent multiple ones.
What the hell?
Multiple hoods.
You have like 12 hoods.
I do.
Central and you look
check
after
check my MySpace. There's just a bunch of slashes.
Eastern is where it's at.
Well, see,
in fact,
I'm in Central and Eastern. I'm like on the border and I can just hop to either side.
I like where this conversation is going.
Yeah, it's about
time
zones.
I have no idea where it's going.
Fuck letters and numbers. It's all about time zones now.
That would be numbers.
Fuck you.
And that means they suck.
Fuck you and your technicality.
Exactly. God damn, party foul. I lose.
No, I mean Eastern and Central. It's not. That's not.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I prefer the Pacific.
Yes, we're on that side.
Yeah. You weren't in here.
Fuck all of you.
That was bad.
I thought something rotten on the
way. We have 3 hours in the past, so if you guys make mistakes...
So, like, if the world ends, we could plan for it.
Yeah, we can correct your
mistakes. Because we have 24 hours.
We have 3 hours to correct any mistakes you guys do in the East.
What if it starts on your side, though?
Then we're fucked!
Well, then are we, like,
then
fucked?
Yeah, you wouldn't even...
Do I just get, like, blinked out of existence?
You wouldn't even know. It'll have happened 3 hours.
Say, like, atom bombs go off on the Pacific. Do we just get blinked out of existence?
Oh, my foot was there.
Yes.
It's called time. It's called...
Is there some kind of grandfather Stephen Hawking paradox wrote about in there?
Guys, well, no, technically. Guys, there's that many of us speaking. If this was talk nerdy to me, Andrew would be pissed.
Well, if we all talk at the same time, no one will understand anything. At least this could just be the best podcast ever.
That's how we do.
At least there's no awkward silences.
Jump! The Miggity Mac will make you wanna... Jump! The Mac Daddy will make you wanna...
Jump!
Yeah.
What the hell? Where the hell did that come from? Hormones, you're fired.
You can't fire me. I'm a volunteer.
You gonna fire me? I quit. But I quit. Fuck, this is me not walking out.
What's the next song?
What's the next song? I don't know. Someone pick a song.
Colin P can pick a song because we already played this guy's song.
Let's play a Hormones track.
We already did.
Well, let's play another one.
Yeah.
He loves
we don't do that.
You don't play enough Hormones tracks.
Let's play two Hormones tracks in a row.
Shut up. Play a Mr. B track. There's never
We did already. Last podcast yesterday.
Really?
It was MCRT song.
Let's play an MC
Rider. Yeah, let's play MC Rider. Someone get me an MC Rider beat.
Actually, that's Hormones Alter Alias, so let's just play Hormones.
We can play Dual Core.
Yeah, we can play Dual Core.
We should play one of her songs.
That's a good show.
Why are you making valid ideas? Have you not seen what we're doing? We're clearly just calling for time.
Just to put that out there.
I guess we're fucking playing Dual Core. I bought a C. That's Mark with a C.
Nope,
that's not
that.
The CD.
Sorry.
It's mine. We are playing...
Can I see that? Thanks, now it's mine.
We're playing...
Wait, before you say that. No offense, Dual Core. Everyone's heard Dual Core. No one's heard Mark with a C. And
Mark with a C is fucking awesome. Yeah,
exactly. this is true. Actually, we're playing both. We have a power. Fuck you guys. You think I can only play one song? What the hell show do you think this is?
All I can say is Dollar Dollar Bill, y'all.
All right. Good work, Colin P. It's a good thing you're here.
Cash rules everything around.
Green.
Right, guys. We are going to play Dual Core's Fantastic Four featuring Wheelie Cyberman of Optimus Prime, Fifi, and YT Cracker.
Wow.
Fuck, those guys get everyone.
I know, right?
And
they don't have hormones. It can't be that good.
No, it's going to be amazing.
Quit lying to the people.
And hormones in the background.
Yeah, and hormones will sample you in.
Okay, that song's probably bomb.
We'll just dub you in over Wheelie Cyberman.
This is an obvious choice if you know Mark with a C, but you probably don't because you all suck.
Is that the one with the Orlando blowjob coin?
No, MySpace.
No. Exactly. We're playing Life So Hard.
Life so hard. That's how it goes.
I'm 15. Life's so hard.
You told
me. Life's so hard.
Life's so hard.
All right, Project Zero is the when we play.
You're
this
mishearing
back,
things.
He is saying he didn't, but I distinctly heard Project Zero.
You
say,
are so
I'm
full
so
of
hard.
Shit.
I heard
life.
Project Zero is constantly hard.
Right, I'm putting my arms down.
I'm a gangster.
All right. All right.
No. We're gonna play those songs that I said we would play.
And then we're gonna throw everyone out and get some new people.
Yes.
So we're fired?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how we do.
That's gay.
All right. Give me my paycheck.
Nice interview. We'll call you back.
I'm a chill.
Bullshit.
If I get the part. Okay.
All right.
I better get the part.
These are songs. Enjoy them.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Let's go.
All right.
My hip-hop will pop this shot. My hip-hop. My hip-hop will pop this shot.
Cyberman, yeah, you know me, quote, working from home, unquote, it's easy, turn a two-day weekend into three, CBB within reach, TXT to MSG to BB.
Vibrations in my pocket, it's my bonus, it's not joking, it's the auto-beat commander, get you saying what I'm doing, your retail work for rightly, I'm hardly feeling mighty, thinking about taking off early, log on in that mail, mighty.
Wait a minute, huh? There might have been a disconnect, man, in the middle attack, I had to intercept that a few words, my freestyle was so bad, I burned down my notepad, and opened up my vocab, so that's where we
with the flow, so I digress. Put the stamp check on my chest. Tap two mana and cast the rest.
Success! Operation Good Times is a go. Mission complete, don't even act like you don't even know. So grab your PlayStation and meet me in the back, cause we're all about to have a kickback, and that's that.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the live phone, or in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the live phone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
Damn junk mail filters catching that junk. Beef Philly wide the 80 pound in that trunk. Up in the cypher now, who the fuck spent 200 on a bottle just to get drunk?
Grab the bottle from Whitey and quickly pour it inside me. The first sip of the night, it's like about time finally. Then I feel like fighting, but we don't take it to the mall. Take it Falco style, talking Smash Brothers Brawl.
Skip the planet, my Samus arm cannon starts fanning out the mansion. The human enhancement's been canon. Impatient or inaccurate, they say way to measure the time delay and it to betray your data center.
But now I gotta cool down, chill, I rock a dope crown. Hit you up with headphones and take your ass to rhyme town. I try to keep a peace, we'll get along and sing a song. But if you're messing with my nerves, I gotta show you that I'm strong.
It's a Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the live phone, or in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the live phone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
I've been known to kick back, I've been known to just chill. I've been known to be the killer, first act on the show's bill. So let it be known, I rip it like a cyclone. Fear in the tone, I ain't alone here on this microphone.
Still swerving when I drive, coming northwest.
Midwest, Google Maps, API, point A to point B. Road trip to show, shift gears, pop the clutch, hit the gas and then go.
Yeah, I'm an excellent driver, you could call me Corey Haynes. 15 minutes to rock, but no way that I'm missing it. Definitely watching midday, definitely not working, hurting just to stay away.
Now we hopping on a train, man, Wheelie Ray, man. Tom Cruising all up on that microphone. Charlie Babbitt, know I gotta have it. Whitey Cracker, straight ball into havoc. Grab it.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the live phone, or in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the live phone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the live phone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
So sad, I've been
first girlfriend, and my life's over, 'cause I had to take the trash out, but I didn't, so now I'm not allowed to go to the Warped Tour. I denounce God. I'm so sad, I'm 15. Life's so hard, life's so hard. I'm so sad, I'm 15. Life's so hard, life's so hard. But the internet is there for me when all my friends say I'm a drama queen. The internet's a good way to make friends without ever having to talk to them. And all the kids get together and they sing, I'm so sad, I'm 15. Life's so hard, life's so hard. I'm so sad, I'm 15. Life's so hard, life's so hard. I'm so sad, I'm 15. Life's so hard, life's so hard. I'm so sad, I'm 15. Life's so hard, life's so hard for me.
All right, those were those songs that we played. What was it? Mark of the Sea and Jewel Car?
Yes.
Yeah, they were good. You love them. You know you did. We have new people in the closet now. There's no there's no innuendo there.
Volumes 1 through 32.
Volumes 1 through 32 of In the Closet.
I love that movie. It's the best movie
ever.
Did
you ever see it with the director commentary?
No.
Me neither. But I hear it's spectacular.
No, you guys Torrance. Keep talking. We have MC Frontalot.
Hey, how's it going?
Benjamin Bear.
Hey.
And MC Cool Whip.
Hey.
I mean, fuck, guys. Seriously, are you listening to this? You're not? Damn it. This is downloaded. This is a podcast. You're listening to this on the train. What the hell?
If you bothered to download it, you really ought to listen to it.
Yeah, closely, intently. Should we do clever questions or should we just fuck about like assholes?
Fuck about is what they usually say.
Oh, yeah. So, like fun a lot. Fuck. How's that nerd rap working for you?
Nerd rap is doing me okay. How's it doing you guys?
It's ruined my life,
ruined
man.
I've lost money.
I lost a month
dollars
of my
down
life.
Yeah. Wasted time, emotional energy.
Extending crying. I go home in the shower and I go up in the fetal position. I just cry for half an hour.
Do you throw up in the shower while you're lying down in the shower?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's the best.
It's full of love and security. And then my parents beat me. It's a great time altogether.
The thing about vomit is that it's warm.
It can cradle you like a mother's arm.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of, and it spreads quite nicely.
Boost.
But you can control it.
Warm, caressive vomit.
The thing about vomit better. With me is I can't control it. It's really...
You can't control the vomit. Well, just get it on yourself. Like, if you arch your body in such a way.
Oh, you can control where it goes.
Right? Yes.
I have trouble controlling when I vomit.
I don't think anyone has that.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's... I don't know.
Unless you're like,
well, not the
Richie.
Point. Yeah. Oh, Nicole Richie Byrne. Nobody cares.
Crickets. Yeah. Damn it, son of a bitch.
That was good work, pal. That was good work.
I tried.
If you were on, like, Entertainment Tonight,
yeah.
That would work.
Entertainment so Tonight, Nicole Richie joke. Fuck my life. Yeah, it's
coming
late.
Up next.
Coming up next, the time. Fuck.
Let's do the farm report.
Yeah. There's a whole load of corn.
Tonight on
we
the
have
farm
so
report.
Much corn.
Yes.
I don't know. Is this
how much
thing?
Corn? No, you're reporting on the corn. How much corn have we got?
Like loads.
Too much. A field of 20% recently.
20%? That's huge.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really good news for the farmers down there. They've been waiting for this crop a long time. And
it really worked hard.
Yeah, they're really. I think they're finally going to see some benefits about that. Hogs are up 3% today. Anyone who put their money in November hogs is really going to have a great day today.
Hey, guys. What's the forecast in hoof retention? I've heard that there's a huge upsurge.
There is speculation about hoof retention. And
the glue companies are excited.
They're very excited because if they have more hooves, their stock is going to go up 2 points. So I would totally invest in glue.
Buy.
I understand the McGillicuddies have had a horrible time with a gopher infestation.
I have no idea what you just said. McGillicuddies?
Yeah, they run a small farm. They've got, like, dairy. They got bees.
Are these, like, people you know?
Farm Report's kind of intimate. It's, like, regional. Yeah. Attention to, like, local issues.
Yeah, they're
in
little
farming.
Irish guys.
So, my mom...
That was a really shitty transition, by the way.
My mom... No, I was kidding.
Went to the mall last week. How did they even go together?
Thought you see this? This was in the news.
They call farms malls in the UK.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hello. Bye. Hi.
Hello.
Bye.
we drove away the girls.
I was trapped in the closet.
That's how we do. This is Nerdco. This sucks.
Nerdcore.
I watched all three.
Nerd ho. Anyways.
Man, are we listening? Fuck, what's going on here? Let's eavesdrop.
Shh. Be very quiet, podcast. There's girls talking in the next room.
We don't know what they're saying. We don't understand what they're doing.
It's like, man, I'm so hot.
Only a little.
If you give us some privacy.
Yeah, no, seriously, stop butting in. 7 minutes of heaven for a reason, goddammit.
I'm trying to make money on the internet.
Yeah. It's big.
And we're broadcasting next time, some makeouts direct to you.
Next time on Letters versus Numbers, we have the first podcasted butt sex.
Have you heard about that pill that makes men larger?
Like, how large physically could it make them?
They, like, grow, like,
of course
feet.
I have.
Like,
I have email.
That's awesome.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I'm just email next week.
It makes them larger. There's going to be, like,
I'm holding out for the cock pill that makes it change color.
What color cock pill would you buy?
Oh, blatantly pink.
You like a hot
luminescent
pink?
Hot pink.
Like so neon? Glow in the dark everything?
Would it be lit? Would it be lit sensitive? Internally?
Ooh. Backlight sensitive.
Did you need fuzzy dice for that as well? Did you turn your balls into fuzzy dice?
Yeah, go on. Why not?
Like a pimp cock kind of scenario?
Whose balls are not already fuzzy dice?
Oh, then you have a point.
Fuck.
Gamble with them.
Oh, potty foul. Is that how you guys say that? Oh, that's just village. Yeah.
Suicide.
Never mind.
Attempt.
We're very professional.
So back to regurgitating.
Yeah, we were talking about vomit, and we got off the topic, and we apologized.
Tonight's topic on the show, by the way, camera etiquette, but we're going to talk about vomiting.
Be right back.
Today's issue is NAFTA, pro or con, but we're only going to talk about vomiting.
You know what I hate is sympathy heaving when someone else pukes. you see someone, and you sort of want to as well.
I've done that. I've seen someone throw up, and it makes me want to throw up.
That's so, I will, for realsies. I will abandon people I love so I don't have to listen to them vomit, because it's going to make me go.
Yeah, just run.
Guys, this is all gold. You need to come back every week.
All right.
Perfect.
Here's a question. What's the best thing to throw up? I'm going to say Jell-O, because it tastes exactly the same.
Chocolate cream pie.
Because
it tastes the same.
Yeah, that's the key.
I'd go with pudding as well.
Pudding?
Just stuff like that, Jell-O pudding.
Doesn't really change texture.
Exactly.
So it's just like you're eating it.
I've been looking for a product that if you eat it, you throw it up, and you eat it again, it will taste better after you
McDonald's.
Throw it.
Have you been looking
that's
for
not,
a product?
That is not beyond current technology.
We just have to keep testing. It's because people don't want to eat their own vomit. They're not. We need the testers.
Cows do. What you get is get 100 bulimic debutantes in a room, and you get the formula down within about a month.
There is nothing about that sentence I didn't love. You know what my favorite thing to puke up is?
What?
Hot women. I was thinking of that joke for a while.
You guys
were saying it. I was like, ooh, maybe I should make it a specific woman or something like that. My favorite thing to puke up is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was my second choice, but
I had 9 quarts of Sarah Michelle Gellar. And coming up, it tasted just like beauty on a stick.
Love and self-esteem.
It tasted like Elijah Dushku, which was weird. I was not expecting that. I mean, damn. I mean, she's nice and all, but if you're expecting to puke up Sarah Michelle Gellar...
Wait, how do you say Sarah Michelle Gellar in British?
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
No, you didn't say it like that
first
time.
Yeah, you didn't.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No, slur it all out.
That's too much slurring, a little less.
Has he heard you say zebra?
Zebra.
That's good, though.
Vitamins.
Wait, and say the last letter of the alphabet.
Zed,
yes. I think that's really a better word for it.
Everyone says that. Everyone is like, ha, Zed. Actually, we can get behind that.
No, it's good, because if you're on the phone with someone, you got like bad digital compression on your voice. They can't hear C versus D versus Z. In fact, everybody should only refer to letters of the alphabet by their radio call letters or call words. Like
I need
Foxtrot.
To know them off by heart for work. I know them all.
Bust the alphabet.
Go. It's Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta. This is really slow, and this is not going to make good listening.
Alpha, like, Beta, Charlie, teaching. Delta.
Yeah, Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf.
Foxtrot, Golf.
Hotel, Indigo, Juliet, Kilo.
Lima.
Lima.
Anima.
It's an alphabet.
I don't know what order the alphabet comes in.
A and then E. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was just advanced. You got your fancy public schools in Britain. You learned the alphabet in order. Sure. I don't know these things.
We're
I'm
American.
Struggling.
We don't need that.
Struggling.
We have calculators for that shit.
Yeah.
Man, I've just been insulted for knowing an alphabet.
What the hell? Welcome to our country.
How many U's
who
do you
would
have
you like to, Jack, who would you like to vote for?
You think you would like 7 or 8?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, man. I quit.
You've been listening to Letters versus Numbers.
Yes, Letters versus Numbers. We can't beat Alphabet Vomit Show. What the hell?
Certainly not.
Do the radio call Alphabet while vomiting to take us out.
Very nice.
We've been fuck.
Okay, if you actually burn, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
When I have to hear this podcast to upload it, I'm gonna throw up.
Man, you guys are all like, yeah, you should puke and save Alphabet.
You guys are sick fucks.
Nobody
God
really wants to hear it.
You damn Americans?
Music
sick comedy?
Oh no.
You should have seen the faces of everyone in this room. It was
because of the quality of your performance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you knew that spot
sounded
on.
A lot like some
you get
vomit.
The Oscar, or what's...
Say what you like about me, I know how to gag.
What's the British equivalent of the Oscar? The Academy
the
Award.
The Oscar?
Does the England Award. Have a film
British people
award?
Can win the Oscar?
No, not at all.
But that's an American
a
award.
A British Oscar? Is there a British film award? Like the highest film?
They make films?
It's called the Oscars. It's true.
It's called Oscar UK.
Yes. No! They had to rename the band the second they hit.
When you win, you don't get a trophy, you just get like a kidney pie.
Oh, I see what he did there, because British people eat kidney pie. That's good. No.
It's pick on the different guy. You play.
That's what we do best as Americans.
We alienate everyone that's not American.
This is sort of why I got into nerd music, because obviously this wouldn't happen. And here we go, this is my show.
And you're with
and
you know, the godfather of nerdcore, and he's making fun of
so
you.
So
you definitely
fun.
Have a problem,
you know, right? You know why? It's because...
It's because we're all dicks.
It's because British people are funny. We know that because of Monty Python.
Yes.
I was in charge of my Monty Python fan club in high school. We used to watch Holy Grail at lunch in the chemistry
British people
room.
Are always magical.
Magical. And also there's sort of an elfin quality to
yes.
them. You know, they
elven?
Could like grant a wish if you were able to
there's
wrestle one
a
down.
Hog tie and shit.
Go for it. Ask for a wish. I have a wish. Anyone,
self-esteem.
First one.
Self-esteem. Done.
Fail.
Damn it.
Miss.
Always the wish.
Like,
parents to love me.
Parents love you. I will love you. I will be your father.
Okay, good enough.
I'll be your daddy.
Okay.
Oh, that's
mind.
Good. Oh, do a like insulting
yeah, what's,
American
what's
accent
one?
To put us all
oh,
in our place.
One.
To put
everyone
us in our place.
Keeps wanting. I'm American and I want a beef burger.
Nice.
Everyone loves that one. I don't like it.
Come up with a new one.
Guys, someone do a British one. I'm intrigued.
What do you want me to talk about? I'll talk British.
What do you mean? What do you want me to
Sweet, give me a subject.
I can't. Rubbish.
Give me a subject. Yeah.
All right. The subject is trains.
So I was terribly late to the train the other day. I didn't catch it. I was trying to catch it, and it was rubbish. I was late. You see, I showed up after the train had departed, and they wouldn't let me on. I said, I have to take this train. They said, no, it's gone. You can't have it.
I've noticed a theme. Anytime I ask someone to do an English accent, they're doing pretty well, but hella camp.
Hell of camp, all right. Camp. It's because I watched Ab Fab a lot.
Hell yeah, Ab Fab. We need to get those guys on here. Fuck you guys.
Oh, thanks.
I forgot what it was.
Absolutely fabulous.
Served, but I don't even remember if that was British.
I think it was. Are you being served?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty British. You don't get a lot Britisher than are you being served? Question mark name of sitcom.
That's like saying, dude, where was Hello Hello set? Fuck. Oh, guys, you didn't have that over there. Man, that would have been an awesome joke if you guys were British. You would have laughed a lot.
Yeah. Well, we didn't.
No, fuck you, Cool Whip.
Thank you.
I hate you.
Not really, though. Please don't.
No, not really.
I'm already crying enough.
I guess things are winding down a little bit. We should. What's going to be our ending song?
Sing happy birthday to whoever's birthday it is.
Should we let all three of these guys pick songs?
No, we make all three of these guys sing happy birthday.
Yeah, let's birthday. Sing happy birthday to Jalen if she's out here.
Jalen!
She ran away. She'll hear it on the internet. All right.
She can listen to it on the internet.
Wait, someone's here.
We're singing your happy birthday.
All right.
Yeah. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, yay!
We actually have a girl here.
Yay.
Woo!
It's a concert. All right. I guess kind of free.
Well, should we introduce her so they know who we're singing
this
to?
This is
no, Jayla. They'll figure it out.
It's part of the song.
It'll build suspense.
Yeah, but it's in the song.
Yeah, it's happy birthday. Fuck,
it's a classic.
Forgot.
Yeah.
You know words. Join in at home.
All right.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jalen. Happy birthday to you!
Yay! That was the best rendition of Happy Birthday I've ever heard.
That was
and
pretty
probably intense. The only time in my whole life I'll stand in a closet with six men and hear it sung to me.
Will you say that now?
Should we let the birthday girl?
Yeah, where's the sixth guy?
Yeah.
Did I step on him somewhere? I'm like, what the fuck? Is there a midget in here?
It's a ghost!
My quick
I mean, I have imaginary friends, but seriously, I mean, they don't follow me everywhere now.
It's that guy in the t-shirt. He's intense enough for me, one dude.
Sure, why not? He is intense. Camping is intense.
Yeah, so guys, that was happy birthday by like actual musicians, but shit.
We didn't rap.
We are gonna play a song. I haven't decided it yet, but you'll probably like it. I don't know.
Can we let the birthday girl pick a song?
Yes, pick a song. As long as I can find it on MySpace easily, because I'm lazy.
Pass.
That's not a song.
Coming up, Pass by Fart Trolley.
The remix.
The remix.
Fart Trolley, man.
I have all their records.
There's single anal explosion. Right.
I'm gonna play anal cunt. Fuck you guys.
It's appropriate.
No. Play anal cunt.
I will play Rancid Socks and Clash Sock 2. Cause that's the only one I can remember. By those guys.
Sounds
I don't
like
know.
A good song to me.
Yeah. Hating everyone. Hating
that's
all
most
different
of them.
Kinds of people.
That is.
You should play some SOD.
SOD.
Yeah.
Man,
no,
this is a terrible wrap-up. Now we're talking about things. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I came in here with a
so
message.
I got another note while we're wrapping up. I just thought of something.
Oh, save a message on the internet.
Schaefer the Dark Lord wants me to tell you that he's getting a ride with me back to his hotel. And he would also invite you to go with him. And I need him.
Alright.
Yeah.
This is messages of
gotta
the
go,
people.
Kids.
Yeah. Actually, fuck it. That's an easy link. We'll play Schaefer.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't know what song. I'll get some account
from
MySpace.
There we go. Never mind.
It sounds good. Okay.
Play the best one.
I'll play all of them. Back to back. I'll burnish album.
The whole album.
Goodbye,
so say bye and we're done.
Happy birthday
yes.
to me.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jalen. Happy awesome day, everyone else.
Alright.
Take care. Good night.
Just the headphones.
Fuck those headphones. They're not mine.
Right, so thanks, this was that. Awesome, thanks for doing it. So this was Letters versus Numbers.
Oh, we're still on.
Yes.
Yeah, this was Letters versus Numbers. Everyone else is gone, just me and Gino Douche. And Bish Bash Bros, we're out.
Some say the Savior first lived during the 30 years or so between B.C. and A.D. 2,000 years ago. A man of myth and legend stories, maybe you've heard him. He was a Jewish carpenter, and his mother was a virgin. His name was the Christ, and some thought him odd because he preached in the streets and claimed to be the Son of God. Performing miracles did little to win over the Romans. Infuriated by his acts, they called him a showman. So they tackled him and shackled him and whipped him and beat him and tortured him. They did everything just short of believe him. They nailed him to a cross and left him in the sun to die. Now here's where the story varies in everybody's eye. You can believe that on that day he met his fader. You can believe he came back 3 days later. You can believe that he shall return again to commence the Armageddon and the judgment of men. He won't descend from the heavens till he emerge from the earth with worms in his eyes, his blood dry as dirt, all bones with little chunks of mummified flesh. Even the bugs in his bowels will be repulsed by the stench. Hungry as hell, not eaten into millennia, and he'll immediately need to start feeding some. He will search for the first church as down come the rains, moaning Aramaic with a craving for brains. Half-eaten believers scream,
Jesus of Nazareth!
Their dead bodies rise back to life like Lazarus. This horror story will be in the new Bible, written by zombies, Jesus' newest disciples. Satan won't arrive for the end times war, and Christ will hunt 100 and be hungry for more. No rival, no reason to deliver us from evil. The undead prince of peace is feeding on
and
people.
And he shall rise, rise, the Son of God will arrive back from the dead, and when it happens it'll blacken the skies. And he shall rise, rise, and we'll all be surprised as he walks the earth to the cries of he's alive. Now wait, wait, what would Jesus do? Well, let me tell you what he'll do. He will leave a trail of goo as he prays on you. Undead Messiah with the entire world turning into zombies like him. You'll die for him because he died for you.
For centuries, men of cloth have warned us that this day will come, and they've used it to keep people oppressed under their moral thumb. They've controlled and convinced us that our lives are filled with sin. Well, guess what? That's who he's coming for. Those who think they're pure like him. He will only go after those who win and have faith, so all the non-believers around the world will be safe. All the Muslims and Buddhists, the Satanists, the atheists, the Jews will be saved too, but not the Jews for Jesus. And not the hypocrites or pro-life sexists who hide with the religious ride in the heart of Texas. Most of our government will get it the same, and anyone who's committed atrocities in his name, he'll crucify Klansmen. That'll be beautiful. They'll get that fucking prick who pickets gay funerals. Catholic pedophiles are eaten after he whips them. Look out, cause he'll send you back to hell, Mel Gibson. Those old and gray on crusades who enforce Christian prayer in our schools and commandments and courts. All his followers who twist the words that he said are the ones he'll hunt down when he comes back from
and
the dead.
And he shall rise, rise, the Son of God will arrive back from the dead, and when it happens it'll blacken the skies. And he shall rise, rise, and we'll all be surprised as he walks the earth to the cries of he's alive. Now wait, wait, what would Jesus do? Well, let me tell you what he'll do. He will leave a trail of goo as he prays on you. Undead Messiah with the entire world turning into zombies like him. You'll die for him because he died for you.
He's coming, but he's coming to eat us.
Christians will all turn to zombies upon his return visit. It isn't too much different than it is right now. Now is it?
And he shall rise, rise, the Son of God will arrive back from the dead, and when it happens it'll blacken the skies. And he shall rise, rise, and we'll all be surprised as he walks the earth to the cries of he's alive.
And he shall rise.
We should just quit.
Yeah, that was it.
That was so fucking cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's surreal.